Close to a third of Wisconsin's population lives in rural areas, but only 13% of physicians have practices located in these communities. And our next guest has been taking steps to help change that trend.
Joining us now is Byron Krause, director of the Wisconsin Academy for Rural Medicine. Byron, welcome to Central Time.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to share with you some exciting things that we're doing to try to address the shortage of physicians in rural Wisconsin.
Great. Well, we're really looking forward to hearing about it. So can you tell us about the goals of the Wisconsin Academy for Rural Medicine?
Well, the Wisconsin Academy is a program that, within the School of Medicine and Public Health that we've really designed to attract people from rural Wisconsin with an interest in serving people, combining their interest in science and health in becoming a physician, and returning to rural Wisconsin to meet the needs of our citizens throughout rural Wisconsin.
So what are the biggest needs in getting physicians practicing in the rural areas? Are there particular specialties, or who are you trying to especially get out into those areas?
Sure. Well, that's a great question. When we started the program, we're just finishing our 10th year of the Wisconsin Academy for Rural Medicine. When we began the planning for this, and we met with representatives from rural hospitals, rural clinics, providers in rural areas, I think everybody affirmed kind of what we see both in Wisconsin and nationwide, that the specialty in greatest need and greatest demand is family medicine. But everybody we spoke with, before they could take another breath, would say, but we need a general surgeon, we need a psychiatrist, we need a radiologist, and the list would go on. So even though family medicine and primary care is the greatest in demand, essentially all specialties were needed. So as we developed the program, we really designed it in a way that we could promote and hopefully nurture that interest in family medicine and primary care. But at the same time, really developed a program that was fairly unique around the country in rural focus programs to support people pursuing any specialty with a rural need and meeting the needs in rural Wisconsin.
Byron, take us into these communities. Can you give us a sense of what the real life consequences are of this shortage of physicians in rural areas?
Well, again, this is the human side of this that sometimes is lost when we just look at numbers and statistics. But really what it comes down to is when in rural communities, a typical small town of 1,500 to 3,000 citizens may have, five or six physicians there. So when you're dealing with a physician or a husband and wife, if there's two, kind of a married physician wife leaving, also that represents, somewhere 20 to 30% of their workforce leaves when one person leaves. There isn't a deep bench of backup. What that does to patients and to residents in those areas, it creates another access problem in terms of getting in to be seen, access to services. There's just a delay. So, again, a lot of what we try to do within the primary care world is to address problems early, prevention, early intervention. And if people have to be delayed because there just isn't access to be seen, that delays that whole process and results in disease being more advanced, more complicated, more expensive, more side effects when we come to the treatment side of things.
And I'm guessing also that people that might need to see a specialist, that could involve significant and frequent travel that may or may not be very easy for them to do.
We frequently talk about travel burden when we talk about what does it mean to have rural and rural accessing issues. And you're right on target with that. In rural areas, we know that people tend to be less insured, they tend to be older, there tends to be more poverty, and that whole socioeconomic challenge results in challenges in travel. So it may be the case that if they have a car that's going to travel and be able to make a trip to a specialist 50, 80, 100 miles away, then it gets into the issue of do they have enough gas, money, and will they be able to make the trip or not. So that, again, we look at more physicians interested in rural practice. The specialists are doing more outreach and kind of sometimes we bring the physicians to the community. Telemedicine is another thing that we're looking at evolving, and it's developing to provide more access to the specialists in rural areas. But again, as you identified in your earlier questions, we still need that primary care base to support the ongoing core core healthcare services, you know, that then can support, be supported and utilize those specialty, you know, subspecialty services.
We're talking with Byron Krause. He's director of the Wisconsin Academy for Rural Medicine, and we're looking at their efforts to encourage new physicians to set up practice in the rural areas of Wisconsin. And Byron, one thing I'm curious about is, has there always been this type of shortage, or is this a newer development, and is it getting worse?
I would say that this has really been a pretty chronic, long-term problem that we've, you know, within the state of Wisconsin, there's a designation that's called health professions shortage areas, where we're looking at inadequate numbers of physicians, psychologists, other health professions. There's about two-thirds of our counties are designated as health profession shortage areas. Of those, 75% represent the rural counties. And this has been a long-standing, many-year type problem. In the last years, there's been more discussion about the general health care workforce shortage, physicians, pharmacists, nurses, you know, basically all health professionals. But as we look at those numbers and increasing shortages and the predicting in the case of physicians in the year by 2025 nationwide, you know, 25,000 to 30,000 shortage of 25,000 to 30,000 physicians. But what you look at is that's on top of shortages that we have already. Mm-hmm. So these we're dealing with existing shortages, and the projections are for even greater shortages, which will further compound the rural communities. As I mentioned earlier, there just isn't that depth. And so if you lose a physician in Milwaukee or Madison, it's almost hardly noticed. I mean, of course, there's individual patient-doctor relationships that are impacted. But in terms of overall numbers, it's not noted. In a rural community, one physician leaving, retiring, moving, has a huge impact on the access to services in those communities. And so that's why, you know, again, sometimes the numbers don't really tell the whole story of how significant, how critical this shortage is.
Are we graduating enough medical students who become doctors to cover all areas of the state, or are we actually looking at a shortage of enough doctors, period?
Well, that's a great question, and the, you know, ability to predict into the future is always a challenge, whether it be in many areas, in health physician workforce needs, health provider workforce needs. It's always been a challenge of getting that prediction, but there's been pretty much universal projection that there has been a shortage. So in Wisconsin, you know, there's been a lot of initiatives that really have been addressing this. The Wisconsin Academy for Rural Medicine through the School of Medicine and Public Health, we started that about 10 years ago. The Medical College of Wisconsin has started there, has kind of moved into looking at helping with rural issues, and in the last couple of years developed their campuses in Wausau, in Green Bay, with that same focus on trying to help increase the number of rural physicians. So on the medical school level, we've been seeing both medical schools in the state increasing their class size and meeting that need. As you probably know, and the listeners are aware of, Judith, after medical school, then we specialize in going to what's called residency education, where we develop our training for a specialty, whether it be family medicine, surgery, obstetrics, gynecology, etc. So that's another training program. And so the state has also been really quite responsive in trying to help us expand, now that we're expanding the number of medical students, expanding the number of residency programs in the state to further train more people here in the state. You know, we've looked at the data, and we know that if a Wisconsin resident does their medical school training in Wisconsin, does the residency training in Wisconsin, you know, we're looking at almost a 90% probability they'll go practice in Wisconsin. If they go elsewhere for medical school, elsewhere for residency, the chance of their practicing in Wisconsin drops significantly. So we really need this continuum of medical student training as well as residency training. And when we look at the rural issues, the more time we get them in the rural communities, the more they have an opportunity to kind of continue to nurture that interest in rural, see that they can really make a difference and have that meaningful practice in the smaller community, and really help address the disparities of healthcare that exist here in Wisconsin.
And you said that the Wisconsin Academy for Rural Medicine has been around for about 10 years. How successful would you say it's been so far?
Well, in the Midwest, we hate to brag, but I will brag for a moment.
Oh,
here.
Go ahead.
We've had 100, over 120 graduates from the WARM program. We've significantly increased the number of graduates over our normal medical school is output in terms of staying in the state for residency training. As I mentioned, they graduate mm-hmm. from medical school, then go on to residency. We've got now 35 of our graduates, and we know what their practice plans are after residency. And of those, we're dealing with 91% have plans or are practicing in Wisconsin, which is almost double the number we had before with our regular medical school outcomes. Of those 91%, I've also been very impressed that 38% have gone back to their hometown. Mm-hmm. So as we get, our community's best and brightest coming into medical school, we nurture that interest, keep them engaged in rural areas throughout medical school, get them into residency in the state, we see a good probability of them going back to their hometown. And, that I see as being a huge success because it's win-win for everybody in that area. So I guess if listeners on the radio are listening and they have a son or daughter or niece or nephew or grandchild that is interested in medicine, we'd love to help nurture that interest, get them into the WARM program, and keep them near home and meeting the needs of our citizens here in Wisconsin.
I know that medical students can amass a really kind of staggering amount of debt. Are there any kind of incentives, like some kind of loan forgiveness, that can be given to physicians who are willing to serve those underserved populations?
You're right. Medical school is very expensive. The average student graduating from medical school has accumulated a debt of around $150,000 for their educational expenses. Now, fortunately, physicians also are reimbursed well, and so that cash flow is something they can be managing quite well. Having said that, getting back to your question about incentives, the state has a loan repayment program that can offer reimbursement if they go to rural underserved areas to help pay off that debt. Many of the health systems and practices themselves are offering incentives for physicians that are willing to come and join and practice with a healthcare group in a rural area and incentivize going to that rural area. And the federal government also has other rural-focused scholarships and loan programs. So there are opportunities. They're not enough. I wish there were more. We have far more students looking for those opportunities than there are scholarships or loan repayment programs available. But the finances should not be a reason to stop people from doing this because people do well and can offset the costs that they accumulate during medical school.
Well, Byron, thank you so much for joining us and telling us about the Academy's work.
Well, thank you for the interest, Judith, in our rural health, and we really appreciate sharing this with you.
That was Byron Krause, director of the Wisconsin Academy for Rural Medicine. We've been learning about the program's efforts to place more graduating physicians in Wisconsin's rural areas.